First word.
Second word.
Huh?
Looks like Ty Ty is the odd man out here.
Ha ha ha.
Go get the coffee. Go get the coffee.
Sucker.
He didn't even do it. When he finally did it, he's like, all I heard was, grrrr.
Huh?
Grrrr. Welcome to the one and only After Disaster. I'm Anderson. That is Mike Carano.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, understand.
Third man out is Ty Ty.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing, pal?
I'm doing pretty swell.
So, buddy, this is the positive show, I've decided, right?
Positive Thursdays.
I can't hear myself as loud, but I'll leave it like this.
Okay, yeah, and there have been some level issues. And I understand, Tyler, because I deal with similar issues, and they're in the similar board, actually the exact same board, the exact same seat that you're sitting in. So what we need to do is really figure out the levels before we drive everyone crazy for the rest of the episode. So, Tyler, you need to be turned down. My Corona needs to be turned up a little bit, and I should stay right. I'm the porridge that Goldilocks eats.
You're the gauge.
You're just right.
Yeah, I'm just right. I'm Goldilocks porridge. They call me Gold.
How does that apply to penis size?
I don't know. Hey, I found locks of my hair.
Blocks?
Locks.
Oh.
Giant, horrible locks.
Like you put
of my
in like ice cube trays with some gelatin.
My bleached blonde
hair. Oh, my God, that would be horrible, right?
Wait, was there a time when you were cataloging your own hair?
I cut all of it off at one point. I don't know why I brought this up. I guess because I was talking about Goldilocks. But like, I cleaned out a bunch of stuff from my parents' house, like boxes of stuff, and I found a bunch of weird stuff in there. Right? Ooh, I found those pictures.
Yeah, you found once something awesome.
Found the pictures of that night.
That picture is fantastic.
Well, there's five of them. There's other ones where I'm like grabbing his crotch.
Why is that the only one you shared?
Pictures I'm talking about is Max, my buddy Max, who was on To the Max.
Our most popular episode.
Fake police outfits going into 7-Eleven.
Or I should say most downloaded.
Ridiculous a night that happened the night before my most recent back surgery, where Max and I went out and did some really stupid stuff, culminating with us wearing uniforms that made us look like generals or colonels in the United States Army. Right?
Oh, yeah. I thought they were cops. You're right.
And
it was military.
I found those Polaroids, so that's exciting. But I also found like horrible locks of my hair, like giant clumps. I should sell them. Or I should give them to like that cancer institute.
When I was younger,
eBay.
I didn't cut my hair. It wasn't that long. No, it was a long time ago. It was 15, 16 years ago. I went 7 years without a haircut. But it was so unkempt and so huge, I just kept it in like a ponytail with like four ponytail.
I can't imagine Mike Carano with a ponytail. I can't.
Can't imagine with unkempt hair.
It was down to almost to my butt crack. And
I don't like the butt crack.
I finally
like dangle in a little bit.
I tucked it in when I was going for a run or skydiving.
Tyler and Mike.
Into your butt?
Not that show.
It wasn't that long. It was like 6 inches above. But it doesn't matter. It was just long and huge. Mm-hmm. And I finally went to get a haircut and decided I want it all off short. Probably the best haircut I've ever had in my entire life. Probably the most dramatic turnaround from my friends and family. Like, what the F? Who was, you know, like people walking
good to
right
do.
By
you
me.
Know what? If you're in a big like relationship and it just ended and you're feeling like shit, good thing to do is change your look. Big.
Yep.
Shave your head, maybe.
Maybe.
If you're a girl, maybe grow your bush.
Out.
We're not that show.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're not that show.
Please.
I got it cut. Sorry. My mom gave me this big speech. My mom's crazy, though, by the way. About how I can sell it to a wig manufacturing company for like $1,000. And I was like, I'll keep it. And I lugged that fucking huge wad of hair around for like 2 weeks before I realized this is disgusting. And I threw it in a dumpster.
I dated a girl for a long, long period of time who had many mental illnesses and issues. I finally just wrote her out of my life, which is very empowering. It feels good.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, honey, this is the last time you're ever going to see me or hear my voice. I know we've been like really good friends, like best friends for 8-10 years. This is the final straw. I can't do it anymore. So no more you in my life. But while she was in my life, I had to deal with many things that she did, one of which was pulling her own hair out. I've talked about it a little bit. But trichotillomania is one of her many issues that she had. So she always, I mean, as a result, she was a stylist and very into style. And like she always wore hats and always did, you know, funky things with her hair to make it so that you couldn't see the bald spots, which were numerous.
Is that what the hats were for?
We got in a fight once and I took her hat off.
Oh!
Yeah.
No way.
Threw it on the ground. We were at a hospital.
Oh, my God. That's hideous.
I felt really bad.
What's with you and ripping things off at hospitals?
What else? What?
You took out Jillian's, like,
her
IV, and she was bleeding everywhere.
It wasn't a catheter. It was.
I did take out her IV.
You want to hear a horrible story that goes along the lines of what you just... Go ahead.
She used to buy fake hair all the time, and it cost a fortune. Like I went with
real
her a couple
times.
Real
fake hair, right?
Real fake hair, real human hair, which is horrific in its own right. And it cost a lot of money, and it was like long strands, and then she'd put it, like make little brooches out of it and put it in her hair so it was dangling out as though it was real.
Should have spent that money on therapy.
I totally agree.
So there's a woman I don't want to say I work with her because I really don't, but I'm in her place of work now and then, and her and I had the similar neighbor issues which I talked about over the last 14 months where I hated my neighbor and it was a nightmare.
Oh.
So she has the same exact issue, and her boyfriend at the time used to fight with them nonstop and both agreed it was the worst place ever. They just had a hostile breakup 2 weeks ago. So you know what he did?
What?
This is horrible. Came back when she wasn't home. Brought the neighbor candies and had a long discussion about how crazy she is.
That's good.
Turned
like
on
that.
Her completely.
What do the candies have to do with anything?
No, he like bonded with the neighbors.
Weird detail.
The neighbors,
like,
they
if
both
it was
hated.
England, they would have had some tea and crumpets.
Is this why you brought candies tonight, Mike?
I didn't bring those.
No, okay. Tyler is holding up a box of Hawaiian chocolate macadamia covered nuts from Hawaii, and they're from Bomb Bomb Bomb. From phone screener Krista, who just got back from Hawaii.
They're for us from her?
No, for like whoever. You can have them if you like. They've been here for a couple days now.
I'll
you know
one.
People.
I like them seasoned.
You know people who do bad vines, like vines that aren't really good. The first time
like
you see
Mike?
Them, and they get worse as you go on, and then you see those people showing people. Oh my God! You have to see my vine, and they're showing the person the bad vine.
I don't think I've ever showed anybody a vine, and I don't think I've ever showed anybody.
You guys want to see my vine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see it.
Let me see your vine, bro.
How's your porn neighbor? How's your porn castle?
You have a porn neighbor?
Okay.
He lives in a porn
castle.
Here's
the thing is, I don't really want to talk about this because there's an off chance someone might hear it. I came home the other day and my neighbor is downstairs doing a sketchy photo shoot in the driveway that's my driveway.
Where he parks. His parking spot.
And I walked to my car without paying attention to it, drove out, and I came back from Ralph's 20 minutes later, and there's definitely some nude photography happening in my driveway.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
There's very attractive girls wearing smocks, and when I come back, the smocks are not on, and they jump up and put them on, and that's all I know.
What exactly is a smock?
It's like the thing the hairdresser puts on you.
Okay, that's a smock? I call it a bib, or I call it a cape.
It's a cape.
Only you don't get naked when you're getting your
haircut. Smock is like
haircut.
For painting.
Yeah, these are these are like the black things you cover yourself with when you're getting your hair cut.
Oh, so it's interracial?
Tyler,
yes.
Come on.
What?
Come on now.
So that's happening.
We all thought it, but we didn't have to say it. No one should have said it because it wasn't funny. You see what I'm saying? Okay.
That's happening, and then I called in a big favor to see Tom Jones, and the person who wanted to go with me doesn't want to go now. So that's making me angry and upset.
Okay,
but I'm over
literally,
it now that
literally,
I just mentioned it.
Literally! Real quick.
Now that I just mentioned it, I'm over. I'm not going to bring it up again.
Behind the scenes,
disaster.
Real
quick. We should just edit this out.
Fucking Carano says, here's what I don't want to talk about on the show. And I'm glad I'm going to tell you right now so I don't bring it up at all.
Sorry.
What are we, 8 minutes in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
Eight minutes past the hour.
What we're going to talk about real quick on the program, it should happen before the show's over if all goes well. I'm going to talk about a new sport that I invented on the way here tonight.
Yes.
I was listening to a radio station. I heard a story. You might have been listening to the same radio station, Tyler. Okay, then. But it led me from one thought to the next. Then I came up with a great new sport that I'm very excited about. I have no energy to do it. I'm hoping somebody takes the idea and runs with it.
Can you do it like sitting down?
Nope.
It's out.
I want to talk a little bit about current events, which involve the gay basketball player.
Yeah, okay.
Just about how I was attacked on another podcast for mentioning showers being an issue.
It is an issue. I don't care.
Yep, can't even say that, apparently. Not in this world, because I was branded a homophobe and screamed and yelled at.
Okay, I don't think the three of us are homophobes. Tyler might be, because he's Christian.
Right,
but
agreed.
I just wanted to say that. So if the three of us are camping and there's one shower, is there any chance we're all going to get in at the same time?
Probably
not. Any chance.
Now, I would sleep in the same bed with a gay man, and I have a number of times without a problem.
Guess what? I have
not worried about it.
Yes, so have I, and I photographed a gay man today.
What? That's kind of your job.
And I invited him to see Tom Jones with me, and he's going now. Because the person I was going to go with doesn't want to go.
I thought we were going to talk about...
I know, I'm going to stop completely right now
and
before I say something.
I'm
going to
talk... Maybe you guys have heard about this story.
I've got a gay date on Saturday.
It's a...
Two of
them,
actually.
Considered a random fact, but it's a real-life story that's going to freak Mike out. It's been freaking me out ever since I heard about it. And it involves runny noses.
Oh, no.
Have we heard about this?
Oh, God.
Have we heard?
No, but if this is anything along the lines of that stat you gave us that Dr. Drew told
no.
That
worse.
Is on my mind. Every night when I go to bed, I'm
worse.
Like, how much stuff is seeping down my throat?
You guys are going to have to tell a story while I look it up, because actually this time I did my due diligence because I didn't want to be I didn't want to be attacked by people in the runny nose community for not having my facts straight.
That's Hillcrest.
So the runny nose community will come after you.
I emailed myself the story, so I will we'll look it up.
Good
it
move.
I heard it just a real quick little passing blurb in a news segment that I heard on the radio. And I'm like, that can't be true. And I went home and I researched it. No, it's true. So we'll talk about
gross.
What happens.
Bodily functions, gross.
No, it's worse. You wait till you hear Mikey.
God damn you, I'm not
what a runny see. Nose could really be. Holy shit. You ever hear about that kid that had a runny nose? He was like a 5-year-old and he had like problems with his nose. And finally they took him to the doctor and they looked up his nose and there's a pee lodged up there. It had been up there for like two years.
That sounds familiar.
Two years.
Did I bring up on the show that pain issue I was having last week, or did I just do that in person with Dr. Drew?
Probably in person.
Okay.
Usually when you talk about pain, I kind of tune it out because you're kind of a pussy.
Do you remember?
When you were being with yourself?
Yeah.
So yeah. You're talking about your
masturbating and there's a pain shooting up my spine.
And Harrison
into my
isn't
head.
That alone because he's not a loser.
Well, here's the bad. I don't know if I have the balls to bring it up to him tonight, but it needs to be addressed. Is it's excruciating now. Every time I masturbate, when I'm done, a pain shoots into my head and it's a pain like water is going up my nose and it lingers for 34 to 35 minutes.
That's a problem.
My eye.
That's a problem. Now,
look
before
at my eye.
You talk to the doctor, you got blood. That's really bad, I think. Now, in all honesty.
Because that's exactly where the pain went. And I looked in the mirror afterwards and it's just blood.
Yeah, you got to talk to him about that. And try not to masturbate before the end of the show. All right? Because honestly, that could be really bad. I'm just going off of common sense here. If you're masturbating and blood vessels are bursting in your eye at the end.
Show.
Well, I hope you. Well, it's masturbation month, so who knows?
Shit.
But, Mike has simulated masturbation. Don't even fuck around. Don't even do that.
Mike, hands on the table.
Yeah. Maybe, though, and I know this is terrible advice, but before I know we all hate to go to the doctor, especially you and I.
Especially for something like this that might involve something serious.
Maybe you can swing by church and see if you invite Jesus into your heart. Maybe the pain will go away.
Can't
or maybe
hurt.
You won't want to anymore.
Can't hurt.
You know what I mean? All right. And before I forget, which I did last week.
Mike's having prick motto right now.
Prick motto, not bad. Not bad. I would like to thank listeners Lindsay and Katie for sending boxes of very nice gifts.
Yes. I thank
Katie
2 weeks ago.
Completely unnecessary. But thank you very much. Brings me joy, but also brings me sadness because you guys shouldn't be spending money like that on idiots like us.
Katie gave me an autographed picture of Michael Schenker that she shot, and it's fantastic.
Okay. Where are we to go?
I can talk about my funeral experience yesterday.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Who was it? Your grandma?
No, grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
How do you pick which
grandpa
day to do
who
the
rolled
funeral?
Down the window. What?
How do you pick which day to do a funeral?
It was... Exactly 7 days after he died? Does that have anything to do with it?
Maybe.
I don't know. Is there like a 7 days in case he comes back?
I think with religion, it depends on what religion too. I think there's certain religions that keep him out of the ground for a long time.
No, some people have to be in the ground within
beef
3 days.
Him.
Yeah, and sometimes they got to be right in there. That's right. All right, so go ahead. Talk about rolling the windows and dying.
It's the first funeral I've been to. Well, actually, anything. I've been to only like one memorial service. All my like old people have been living this whole time.
Wow, are you serious?
Yeah.
I've probably been to 20.
Oh my gosh,
20 funerals.
I need to stop knowing you.
How many have you been to? His
I've
is
been
next.
To one memorial 20. Service and then this.
Really?
You
have a little drink.
What?
You have some drinks.
Not at the funeral.
You totally should. There's always somebody that has booze at the funeral.
Yeah, it's always a
like
hip flask, and you feel like you're in the 40s for a minute.
Funeral. It was a family affair.
Always someone has booze.
Yeah, maybe not. I mean, can you imagine Tyler's family surrounding him?
I don't know.
Talking about how Grampy's with Jesus.
When I was in high school, one of the nerdy guys.
I'm sorry,
Arthur Montmorency. He was a sweet guy, but he
probably
was,
used both his names.
He was a guy who. Would have been bullied the rest of his life because he was just this.
So, are you
flubby,
saying it's a good thing he died? Is
flubby,
that what you just intended?
No,
to...
flubby little guy,
flubby.
Sweetheart of a man, played in the band, played the trumpet, woke up dead one day. Didn't wake up.
Woke
I mean,
up dead.
Dead, died in his sleep in high school, and we all went to the funeral, and we were all kind of crushed because he was a very nice guy, and they were wheeling the casket down the aisle, and of course we had been drinking, and the roller thing caught on the carpet, and the casket moved forward like 5 inches. It wasn't coming off, but it just slid forward, and. uncontrollable laughter for the rest of the funeral, to the point where I was trying to look his mom in the eye and I was going and tears were pulling me out. I couldn't stop laughing.
Maybe she just thought you were like really moved.
It was we were clearly laughing. Mm. But what if the casket would have fallen off? Then it would have been berserk, right?
I don't know about berserk. If he fell out, that would have been. Did they strap him in, do you think? Like,
I don't know.
Under the clothes?
You know what? That's a good question. It's got like those racing straps that go over the top and it latches on your belly.
That would look pretty sweet. It was a he served in like the Korean War, like in Germany in the Air Force or something like that. So like he got like a color guard. So there was like two dudes there.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Unreal.
And at first it was like really, I was like trying to like not be so emotional, and I got really transfixed when they started like folding up the flag.
Absolutely.
And I was like, he's like 1 foot away from my grandma, and like, you don't want to screw up the folding and look like a jerk.
They never do.
I know. They were like, they're perfect. And then halfway through, I'm like, wait, it looks like they're making one of those paper footballs.
Yeah, they do. They kick it through your,
it's
100% your dead relatives.
It's not, touchdown. It's 100% one of those. Yeah. And I start laughing in my head. And then he starts like saluting the flag, and then he goes over and plays taps, and then it wasn't as funny anymore. And it was,
I think it's all somber.
Yeah,
I got taps.
It got
if you want
real
to
somber.
It's
real quick.
I was at a memorial 2 weeks ago.
It's your mom's dad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they did the color guard, and they did the whole thing where they walked up.
And then
he gets
down on his knees, and like he's like, ma'am, on behalf of the President of the United States, please accept this. I'm like, oh, my God, poor grandma.
Yeah, the memorial I went to 2 weeks ago, they gave him a flag that flew over the Pentagon, and it was a big deal for that. But the most tear-inducing thing I've ever been to in my life, besides Les Miserables, no, actually, it was a friend's funeral. His dad was a bigwig in the Marines, and we all went, not knowing what to expect, and it was on a Marine base, and they had the bagpipes out there. Mm. And they did the color, the full-blown color guard where they take 3 minutes to walk to the mom. Mm-hmm. And they all stand in front of the mom, and they fold the flag, and they all salute her and hold it. I'm getting choked up now just thinking about it. It was
with, it's crazy.
With Amazing Grace mm-hmm. playing fucking loud as hell
yeah.
through a real bagpipe. I was like, this is the most heartbreaking, saddest, coolest thing
I can't
I've
imagine
ever
if it was
to.
Like if it was like a kid, like a 20-year-old kid or something like that. That would be horrific. Like this was like respectful and like
absolutely.
Honoring and like but there was no like senseless like oh what a waste of life.
But you know what the whole thing is, the honoring is such a that military, the military color guard combined with bagpipes is the ultimate way to go. Ultimate. Like, I have to get someone with bagpipes to play at my funeral.
Why don't you just join the military and get
and then
a
I want
dishonorable
him to break into that AC/DC song in the middle of
you
it.
You guys know I love you both. I love the show. I love doing it. But I don't know if it's really the place or the time to be talking about goddamn funerals at length.
Why not?
I don't know. It's Friday. People are enjoying themselves in the cubicles. They don't want to be.
Maybe they've never seen a color guard funeral and
they'd
like
they
to
still
know
haven't.
A firsthand experience.
Still haven't.
This is for our podcast.
Yeah, it sounds like it, really. Honestly, everyone's hanging up too, which is freaking me out.
Can you find
gotta
Amazing
stop looking
Grace?
At the calls.
They all think it's Love Line.
I think that might be the case. Once again, the fucking the time change, time shift has fucked us.
Let's do
fucked
the
us,
time
Jerry.
Change again.
No, let's not do Rocky Horror ever. Okay, here we go. Can we get off? Are we done?
Sure.
All right. And I love my ignorant brothers and you two coming to my defense about saying that the shower thing with the gay basketball player is going to be an issue. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I brought it up with...
I don't think I am involved in
well,
this.
You should be. Come to our side. Come here. Listen, Mike and Drew were talking about it, and they were trying to be serious about it, which they do, which just drives me up the wall. When they both try... You know what I'm saying? You know serious Catherwood?
Yep.
Where he tries to be like, hey, I'm not just some pretty boy. I'm also a smart guy. Yeah, you're really smart, dude. Stop being... And then he'll be like, but it's still funny because I say cock. It's like, all right, you're killing me right now. You're being serious, and then you just yell out cock and balls. So I started giving him shit, and then he just started talking about how he's going to rape me, ironically, because what had just taken place was the two of them ganged up on me when I said, okay, gay basketball player, he's out. Now, right now, he's a free agent, and if no one picks him up, that's going to look really bad for the NBA. And I said, now, it is a little bit interesting, and just playing devil's advocate, we should talk about what's going to happen in the locker room because it could be an issue. It could be, you know, that's something to talk about. And both of them piled on and called me homophobic and called. And then Mike actually was so awful that he's like, they don't want to fuck you. It's always these fat, disgusting guys that say that. They want to fuck guys like me. And I really wanted to come in here with some kind of sharp object and shove it right into his eyeball. You know, don't touch the brain.
Yeah, that's the second time something's come up that they both acted like. Because
So I called him on it. I said, I can't stand this, like, reverse.
Professional athletes, by and large, are homophobic.
That's what I was trying
and
to say.
To say that it's going to be totally cool to for them to.
It's not
going like,
to be
oh,
a problem
here
comes
a guy
all.
That's attracted to men. It's not going to be cool.
I think
cool
they're assuming
them.
That you're saying that he wants to do the stuff, but more so you're bringing up the fact that other players
are going to have yeah. issues with it. It's going to be, especially when they're going to focus yeah. on. A stupid game.
And it's the other players that need to realize that who gives a shit.
Yeah. Right. I honestly
you're
think,
not saying like, well, what the
now,
fuck?
I don't think he's going to be attracted to those guys in any way. I don't think he's going to go in there and think, now that I'm out, I'm going to hit him. I don't think.
He might be attracted to him. I mean, how could he not be? They're like the peak athletes of
yeah,
the world.
He knows how dumb they are.
Ripped.
He knows
he's one of them.
Bill Burr did this exact bit.
I know. And then I heard that just today. I was listening to Bill Burr talk about it on his podcast, which was funny because it's like, God, see? But he said he was joking too, and he kind of backed off. But honestly, I think that could be somewhat of an issue with it. Now, here's what I didn't get a chance to bring up because Mike just started talking about how first of all, fucking Drew wanted to talk to me. He thought that I was just saying that he's going to go in there and not be able to help himself and start raping everyone. I'm like, that's not where I'm going at all, Drew. No. And I said, let me ask you this. If a guy was somehow, like, he lost his, some weird circumstance led him to be able to play in the WNBA. He doesn't get to shower in their same locker room, right?
No, he doesn't.
No, because it's different. Well, it's not that different. It's not. He wants to bang. Not that he's going to rape or not be able to control himself, but he wants to bang what's in that naked in that locker room with him. So they should be segregated.
White gay guys over here, black gay guys over here. I think you're right, because there's a sexual component that's added, and that takes everything out of it.
And it's going to be very distracting. And now I also have a unique perspective, because I was a very odd kid in high school. This isn't going to sound good at all, but I used to be like punk rock and wear makeup. So I had like a goth punk thing, and I played quarterback for my fucking football team. So I'd be in the locker room with my fucking crucifix earring looking like Billy Idol and having makeup on.
First of all, I never heard that quarterback thing, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
Point that out. Play
quarterback. I was a quarterback.
Have you heard that?
I don't know. I got like JV or
that's a pretty sweet video that I just found.
Quarterback.
And some pictures. Oh, no.
Quarterback, penis removal. There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, but it's an all-white school, so it's not really impressive. And I quit after my freshman year because my shoulder got dislocated 11 times. Anyways, so I was in that locker room, and even though I was like one of the better players on the team and their quarterback and stuff, I still got like picked on for wearing makeup and whatnot. I still got called the fagor quite a bit. And I would not have been comfortable showering with those guys at all. That's all I'm saying.
I think the people that are discussing that topic need to address the first thing, which is a lot of professional athletes are homophobes.
Absolutely. That's
because
what I'm
talking.
Because
they skip right
talking.
Over that and go right to what's nothing wrong with this. You're taking out the part where, you know.
Somebody was saying, well, too bad it's not a bigger star, a bigger name, bigger athlete. That's fucked. That's so sad for that poor guy.
That is really shitty.
Well, he had to have known that a little bit because he's, you know, he may not get picked up, but he may get some sort of commentary job or something.
I finally looked up his picture. I'm like, oh, of course.
What?
Smile like that? Who didn't see that coming?
Super good looking?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Have you heard him speak?
No. I don't watch it. I hate the NBA.
It's the first time I heard him talk, it was completely man. That was an athlete kind of guy. Mm-hmm. And the second time, a little gayer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. So he came out. I see.
A little gayer.
I love the Bill Burr part where he's talking about, who's going to sue me? I don't have to apologize. Who's going to sue me? Fruit Loops? Oh, wait a minute. I didn't mean to say that. He's like, Fruit Loops? I always say Fruit Loops. I always go to Fruit Loops. That's my go-to.
Bill Burr on his heels is the funniest.
All right.
I think professional sports is going to be one of the last places to accept gay guys. Gay women are accepted immediately. Golf, tennis.
That's expected, I think.
Do you think that whole...
Oh, my God. Could this be more ignorant?
No, really.
Do you think the fact that gay women are accepted
in
professional sports, like almost unconditionally, not completely, but almost, and gay men are not because everyone's like, ooh. Do you think that is because men... We all think women are the higher species?
Mike, what are you?
That's a very interesting. I did not see that coming at all.
I'm being serious.
I don't know what you're saying, but I didn't.
Okay, you know how?
At all. Tyler,
from my perspective, and I don't know if it's from your perspective or not, but from my perspective, if I see two women together that are bisexual, I'm like, you know what? They're women. Who knows what they're up to? If I see dudes that are bisexual, I'm like, you're a greedy
woman.
You're a greedy, selfish fucker. If you're bisexual as a guy, and if you're a chick, you're just a loving female. You're a loving creature, just exploring life around you.
What's he saying about Mikey?
Can't make vines inside his brain.
Wait, does Mike say that, like, if he had his way and he let himself be greedy, he would take all the vajay and all the peni that he could?
I didn't say I was greedy or whatever. That's my way. I'm just saying.
I don't see it as.
It's way more expected of a woman to have an experience with another woman, like in college, than it is for a guy
because
to go, oh, I was just checking things out.
Now, this might be ignorant, and I should preface everything I say with that. But, okay, you look at animals in the animal kingdom, and I got a biological background.
Let's see where this rabbit hole goes.
So every single animal, right, they always have the pretty sex.
Yes.
And the peacocks, right? Yes. The males are the pretty ones. You know that they're banging other males.
Absolutely.
Because they're the pretty ones.
Yeah, because they're hot.
Humans?
What are you talking about?
The women are the prettier ones. So, of course, they want to bang each other along with the dudes.
That's what I'm saying.
Bisexual dudes.
I don't think the male peacocks are banging other male
peacocks. They probably are.
That's your go-to and you don't even know?
Case closed.
I could see
next
that
next topic.
I want to blame them and they got the pretty plumes.
No, I think you're right.
You know what I mean?
Here's the thing, is I'm not attracted to men sexually.
I wish I was, because it would be like, especially back when I was single, it'd open a whole new door.
Yeah.
I get it.
I go into like a room, and it's like, instead of 50%, you know, it's like 100%, game on.
And you know how horny they are.
Oh, goddamn.
But I'm not attracted to men sexually, so that there's that. Second of all,
thanks for clarifying.
Any woman who tells me I'm not a lesbian, but I am attracted to this girl, I think is totally natural. And I have and almost every woman I know has told me.
But easy for you to say because you're attracted to the same thing. So you're like, yeah I can see how you're attracted to that. But bisexuality for a guy is saying bye-bye to heterosexuality. There's no way you really can be. It's just you don't want to fully commit to being
gay.
I sort of
believe that.
Yeah, I kind of do.
Because I really don't have any sexual attraction towards men. But most women I know, most girls I know, have more than kissed other women, even if they're completely straight. Like, I have a friend who's gone down on one girl because she just wanted to see what it was like.
Yeah, well, that's just somebody who's, you know, she probably goes to, like, Bangladesh and eats, like, all their ethnic food.
Yeah, you know what? Possibly.
She wants to just experience everything with her
But I just
want
to point out that I thought it was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
All right, you saw it?
No, I mean, I think it would be the most beautiful
it
thing I've ever
sweet,
seen.
Yeah. Hey, who's on the After Disaster right now? I just dialed somebody in. I feel
every
like we
week
need some
we
help.
Open with 20 minutes of ignorance, brought on by the oldest guy who doesn't know shit.
You're older than I am. Hey, you're on
That's
the After Disaster.
That's what I said. I'm the oldest
guy. I made a joke like you were calling me up. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Did someone not switch?
I feel like
phones?
We need callers to tell
hey,
us we're idiots.
Hey,
fake Marcus.
I can't hear you guys.
God damn it! I did it. I switched it, man. You saw me doing it.
Yeah, right. I saw you doing
it. Fuck all that. Speaking of sports, real quick, I mean, this could go nowhere, but...
Penguins?
The Penguins are doing fantastic. Gave me a little bit of a heart murmur there for a minute, but...
Do you know who Roy Wood Jr. is?
No, I don't like
He's a comedian.
Name.
He's on a show called
say.
Sullivan.
Oh, yeah, I know who he is, yeah.
And
Roy Firestone,
a picture of him on Twitter that he posted with wearing a Penguins jersey.
Thanks, Mike.
I'm sure he did that today when they won.
No, it was yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good for him. So, okay, we talked a little bit about Taser Ball not too long ago. Remember that?
Yes.
Taser Ball. Yeah, and they actually, I don't think it's a real league that's going to
Are you talking
long.
About Whirly Ball or what is
I'm
Taser Ball?
I'm talking about Taser Ball, where they, you were involved in the conversation, Mikey. You should get that masturbation problem.
I've never heard
out.
Of this. Seriously.
They're running around. It's like arena football but in rugby, and also they also have tasers
yes.
on them, and
yes.
they tase you. And that's one of their things they can pull out in their arsenal. Oh, it's cool. I like that guy. I want to be friends with him. Oh, yeah, no guy. So I was thinking about another kind of extreme sport that could be pretty goddamn sweet. All right, here's what it is. The rudimentary first season would be with existing things that we already have, because otherwise you'd have to create things specifically for this sport. So you'd take, I'd say, like an airbag. All right, you put it somewhere on your body. Probably
like out of
back.
A car. An
yeah,
airbag
out of
a car?
Out of a car.
Deflated?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Deflated, yeah. But spring cocked and ready and loaded, all right? And it's like you're...
I'm in so far.
It's like paintball. It's the same premise as paintball, but instead of just getting hit with paint, you're getting hit with little pellets or whatever, and there's like a bullseye on everyone's body. And if you hit that bullseye, airbag deploys, and you go flying forward. So it like simulates being shot. And you're out. Also, now you're walking around with an airbag.
I don't think it has enough power to make you fly forward.
I think it does, for sure.
Make it look like a goof.
Haven't you seen like the ones? Goof.
And plus, when it deploys,
and now you're an asshole. You're walking around. Everyone knows that you got shot because you got the airbag hanging off.
But
your
don't
back.
They know you got shot because you have paint all over you?
Yeah, but it's not as defeating as okay, getting thrown. I agree with that. And then, but it doesn't have to stop with airbags.
And it has like a shameful like saying on the.
Yeah, it could be like yeah.
You know what? I like that airbag idea.
But it could be something other than airbags, too. There's other places we
like
could go.
Like a big bag of pee hanging over your head?
Mm. It's essentially the same thing as the guy sitting in the bucket.
Of with slime?
With the where you throw things. Yeah. They used to have at carnivals, which they don't have anymore for summer. Why don't they have
that anymore?
I saw
one on the freeway the other day. They do, folded up driving. Yeah,
they do have them at like you probably know this, at like Christian parties and stuff. Like at churches where they're trying to raise money for things.
No, we knock them into the water.
Someone
dress
up like the devil.
We run over and we're like, ha-ha, you're baptized.
But it's essentially like that, and I was trying to, I don't think that the technology exists, or maybe it's not even like possible. But if somehow you could have a canister of helium attached to you, and if you get shot, then the helium injects into a balloon that's somehow attached to your body, and now
and you can't maneuver.
No, you're just you start floating upward,
and then people have to shoot you down.
And then yeah, they have to shoot you down.
I like the idea of your body is in a balloon suit, and it just inflates, and you can't move, and then everyone comes over and shoots you at close range.
Oh, that'd be pretty good too. Like if something goes off, so you know, you're just stuck there. Like a balloon goes around you.
By the way, the dunk tank baptism idea is fantastic.
It is pretty good.
Like I don't want to
remind
be baptized.
Me not to go to any
it's
carnivals.
In a dunk tank. It's in a dunk tank.
No, you don't tell them that they're going to be baptized. And when they come up out of the water, the priest is like standing there and has like a sand over you.
Yeah, that's it was a trick.
I like it. I like it.
I assume that they just dress like somebody up like the devil and they just continue to dunk them over and over again.
I like that too. But I've seen the dunk tank at carnivals twice in the past like 10 years, and both times what I didn't like about it both times is the person was already soaked in a bathing suit. I want to see somebody sitting there in a full dry outfit.
Like preferably a younger, attractive girl.
Yeah, like
with a
Catholic
white shirt.
Schoolgirl outfit or something like that.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
it's something
those.
That has to be dry cleaned, you know?
You
like
know
that.
Someone has rigged one of those things, a sadistic fuck has rigged one of those things, and it has like nothing but blades.
What?
You know what I mean? So like,
I don't know that.
If you hit it, like, they fall down, and like they're just, you fall, it's pain rather than.
That should be
water.
In the Saw movie.
Rather than water. It's
like
pain.
It's wooden spikes sticking up that are razor sharp.
That would be fun.
Cabin
it might be
in
one
woods.
Of the nines.
Cabin in the Woods.
What is that?
It's a movie.
I've never heard of it.
On Netflix. It's quite enjoyable.
I watched it with the wife because I love that movie. And it's streaming now, so I, yeah. I
watched
it.
Oh, my God, it is?
Yeah.
So much fun.
Ah!
And I watched it with
I just got the DVD.
It's okay. Don't be upset because what I did was I added it on my phone, and there's no good Netflix. I'm sorry. This is probably dull, but there's no good Netflix app on that fucking phone. So what I do is I go to Rotten Tomatoes or Flixster. I look for the movie, and then it tells you, and you can add it through your Netflix there. But mine defaults lately where I'll put it to the top of my instant queue, and it also adds it to my. So I watched it the next morning. I wake up, and the mailman comes, and he hands me an envelope
oh
with it in there. I'm like, oh, thanks. Just watched this last night, though.
You don't like the Netflix app on the phone?
No, it's worthless. Fuckflix. Worthless. Yeah, it only does the instants now.
Did you see? Yeah. I know,
you can't even do your DVD queue.
Did you see how many movies they lost?
No, was it a lot?
2,500 last week, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, so like a bunch of, it was like almost all Warner films, right?
Yeah.
Because they're making their own streaming service.
Uh-huh.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
I know. Seriously.
Fucking assholes. Everyone just settle down with your...
I do like, I used to love Netflix. Now I just like it because it's the same shit. And there must have been a point where they went, we'll buy any documentary no matter how shitty it is. And it's constantly going to be on the front page.
Well, just make sure that you rate movies you really like so it has an idea.
Yeah, I've never rated a movie.
I like to watch them. There's a lot of really good like foreign like thrillers and shit.
Too much reading.
And shit. All right. You guys
I can't use
hear
my iPad while I watch those ones.
Want to hear the horrificness that isn't running
yes.
Those?
Okay, god damn it.
There'll be nothing left after.
I don't know what's going to make me more concerned is the fact that when I have an orgasm, a pain shoots up to
yeah,
my
eye. Yeah, we need to have
and,
Drew in here
and
possibly.
And blood comes out of my eye.
You should
the
probably
show.
Do it right now and we can see if it actually does hurt you.
No, I'm not going to do it right
you're
now.
Really creepy. The way you were saying it and looking at him, like you're the creepy older brother talking to little sister's friend.
I need a spice of my life.
All right, so I don't like the way this article is written, and I'm going to have to try and read it so that there's a good, so it has a good kicker. You know what I mean?
You're going to try to add a zinger?
No, I don't like the way they ordered it. All right, so there's a guy named Joe Nagy, right? And he put up with a runny nose for about 18 months before he finally went and saw a doctor. 18 months.
What?
It's a year and a half.
Joe Nagy needs to get out of here.
What's that?
Joe Nagy needs to get out of here with his runny nose.
Joe Nagy.
That's been on for 18 months and he hasn't gone and seen anyone.
Before you start this story, I don't want to be a spoiler, but is this something that
was happened? He's probably totally
no.
Oh, and by the way, I got a bone to pick with you about Greg and your buddy and how you called me out a few weeks ago and you were very angry with me. We'll go back to that.
Okay.
Because I finally listened to that episode and I was innocent.
Okay. Is this something that just happened to this guy or is this something that we all could be experiencing?
Listen. All right, listen.
Do you
all
want
covered.
Some music for this?
Definitely music. Might I recommend Amazing Grace on the
bagpipes? So Joe Nagy put up with this running nose 18 months before he went and saw a doctor. Doctors in Phoenix, that gives away too much. Nagy said that he first started when he sat up in bed one morning and a clear liquid dribbled out of his nose like tears out of an eye. All right, that's what Mr. Nagy said. Within months, the leaky nose became constant, but final straw was when he was this is sad. This part's kind of sad. When he was unable to reach his tissues in time as he picked up blueprints from his beloved model airplane. So the leakiness from his nose was going on to blueprints to his little model airplanes that he was just trying to make. Which leads you to believe that old Joe is a little bit older, right? Which makes me feel a little bit better. Anyways. A neurosurgeon named Peter Nakachi, who performed the surgery, said that the leaking is one of the more common conditions to be missed for a long time. And many people suffer from runny noses, and this is often the case. And that is... What was that? What was that leakiness that was coming out of his nose? Wasn't mucus. What's above the nose? In between the eyes? He had a hole in his fucking brain! And there was... brain juice leaking out of the man's nose for 18 months. 18 months! He had brain juices leaking out, and they fixed it with a staple. Staple. Needle and a little bit of glue. Glued it up. And it's somewhat, it doesn't happen to everyone, but it does happen. And people don't know.
It doesn't happen to everyone. Does it taste different?
Know,
does it look different?
I didn't know that juice in your brain... would refill, whatever the word is.
Doctors in Phoenix found that the membrane surrounding Nagy's brain had a hole in it, and his snot was actually brain fluid that was leaking out.
Yeah.
Okay, doesn't that make you feel more scared to do coke? It's that close to your brain?
Kind of bringing up a bad time for bring that up.
But isn't it?
A bad time to bring...
Doesn't that make you feel... Doesn't that go, oh my God, what goes in my nose?
I don't
is
understand.
To my brain?
Like, if there was a hole in his brain, how did he not get, like, a massive brain infection? Like, by everything that he breathes through his nose. Oh, can you imagine if he smoked weed or something?
But how does
Straight
that
brain
fluid recon... How does it rejuvenate itself?
Does his brain just, like, dry out?
Yeah, I know. It feels like there's something shaking around in there.
What if he was, like, drinking beer and one of his buddies made him laugh really hard and went through his nose? And would the beer have gone straight into his brain?
Oh, it's the smartest and snot. Hey, no, here's the thing is your body, you know how your body regenerates, like, your hair when you cut it? And it'll come back how it was before or maybe even more so, your nails and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the human body is so used to having that cavity sealed completely? Do you think his body was like, whoa, what the heck, dude?
Like, I do not know how to make more of this.
Yeah, that's what I mean. No one's ever done this that I've ever talked to.
Like, the body's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Well, how do I make this juice? Like, what's this guy doing? And it's working overtime to make more fluid to surround
this
the brain.
This guy was literally suffering from brain drain.
What's scary is they didn't say, like, how it happened. Like, it's just, oh, yeah, sometimes your brain membrane tears.
No cause and effect. Just, wasn't snot.
Wow, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's horrific.
I really wouldn't like this, but I would like to see that fluid to see if it really is clear and what it's like.
He said that it was like tears, right? So,
Mike, maybe it's...
But often, if you have a runny nose, that's what it's like.
Maybe it's your brain blood coming out of your...
God, I hope so.
Tyler.
What?
One staple. My baby's fixed.
Because I know this is incredibly not unprofessional and...
That's
wrong, but I need to get up to go change the phones.
Okay, you know what I don't like about anything that has to do with any aspect of medical or biological science is the fact that I'm a hypochondriac, and every time I hear a story like this, I'm convinced.
Mike's going to wake up with a runny nose.
No, I know there's a goddamn hole in my head
mind.
Right now, and I know my nose is going to start running in a few minutes. I know it.
Oh, you shouldn't know it.
My sinuses are always swollen, and they're swollen right now, and I'm sure it's brain juice filling up some
it's
kind
not.
Of...
And I felt a little bit bad telling
the
story to you.
Mike. I think it's probably brain juice.
I felt a little bit bad, but I didn't want to be the only one who, every time I sniffle now, I'm thinking, oh my God, since I told the story, I've gotten stuffy.
I swear to God I'm stuffy right now. I swear to God.
You know, by percentages, probably 10% of the people listening to this right now have either stuffed nose or runny noses, and they're all freaking out.
No, they're not all freaking out, because most of them are probably normal people.
The ones that are clear, that have clear snot that tastes like salty tears, are losing their shit.
Hey, remember that guy that I was talking about him? He wanted to buy my gun? The one that I killed that guy with? Well, he sent me to 2 emails, and I feel very bad. So I'm not going to use his name or anything, but I guess I made him sound like a crazy person. I wasn't trying to do that. He likes to buy guns.
Just trying to make him sound like a guy that buys guns from people that want to kill people.
He's a little crazy because, I mean, he gave me a bunch of links to prove what he was saying was true as far as laws. And dude, I'm not going to open the links and read a bunch of gun laws. I don't need that on my computer. The FBI coming and snooping around.
Exactly.
Why are you so interested in gun laws, sir?
You know,
Anderson?
The best like Rick roll would be you send people links that when they click on it, it's like how to make a pipe bomb. So now their web search is nothing but things that would flag them for the FBI.
But, yeah, he said that he made me feel really bad. He was saying that he likes to buy guns with stories, and he liked the story behind my gun, even though it was not used. A bit morbid, though.
Story.
I wonder if he's got, like, guns. He's like, this little honey shot and killed an 8-year-old.
Yeah, you know, there's not too many great stories that go along with guns.
Glad you made that joke.
You know.
Yeah.
Even if it's a good story, like this guy was robbing an old lady and this is the gun that blew his brains out all over a cab.
It would be. You know what, though? If you had the gun that Hitler used to kill himself with, that'd be pretty sweet.
Someone's got it.
He did kill him. He did shoot himself, right? He shot himself on fire and shot himself.
Did you see the pawn shop in Vegas that tried to sell Dorner's old gun?
I wanted to tell the story.
Dorner, this isn't a gun he used to shoot cops. It's a gun he had before and he sold it to a pawn shop in Vegas. They were selling it and trying to donate the money back to the police department. The police department said they didn't want it, which, of course, they wouldn't want it.
So what happens to that gun and that money?
It wasn't worth shit. I think the guy wanted, like, $3,000 for it or maybe way less. It was a piece of shit gun. He sold for, like, $75 or something. I don't know. I don't have the numbers right on anything that I ever talk about. Ever.
Remember that thing I said I was going to do? I'm going to get up and do it. So
all right.
You guys can... I feel like this is the worst show we've ever done.
Yeah, the show just died.
Well, you should have got up when Mike was rambling on about, I don't remember what you were talking about.
I gotta go blow my nose.
The gun thing. I've been thinking about the guns lately, and I want to get rid of my guns. And I just have this feeling in the back of my head that once I get rid of them, I'm going to need one. I've never needed it so far.
Right.
But I just have this weird feeling that I'm going to find myself in a situation without a gun where it would have saved my life or done something. And I know that's being paranoid.
Are they in your apartment or are they in your storage? Or both?
I don't want to say. You know what? You want to know something? Actually, I can say because they're all in a safe in San Diego.
That's not going to help you here.
No, I have one with me.
Like right now, is it on your person?
I really don't want to say.
Do you have
no.
an ankle gun?
No. No. Should I get one?
Yeah.
I wear it with shorts?
Yeah. That'd be sweet. Really concealed.
The ankle gun's a good idea.
Like, and the little Derringer.
My dad
like
had
the ladies' petticoat gun.
Yeah. They used to make those built into belt buckles, and it looked like it was the decorative belt buckle with a gun in it, but the gun really came out. Two shot 22.
Just enough to make someone mad.
Or take out somebody who called you a cheater playing cards.
It's true.
Yeah.
So I would need to know more about your apartment and your pornos that are happening.
I'm not happy about it, let me tell you that. And my biggest concern is that, because the neighbor's a really nice man, and I just don't want to make it seem like I'm a prude, but I don't like it at all.
Is this the only time it's happened?
It happened more than once during the same day. And then this morning I heard someone knock on his door and I was sitting at my computer and I could hear it crystal clear. She introduced herself and he said, go in the bathroom and get ready. And then and I was like,
does this guy just move in?
No, he's been there for a long time.
Well, then
I'm crossing onto his pornography turf.
Well, no, I'm just saying if he's been there for that long and you've never seen him before.
No, I've seen him. It's a nice guy.
No, but you've never seen him doing this before.
Never. Yeah.
Maybe it's a new venture.
You should
get in on the ground floor.
You think? He's a photographer, too. Isn't that weird?
Well, no, because there's chicks coming over to take photos of.
If he asks me what I do for a living, I'm going to say I photograph naked men.
you guys.
I was thinking about using the driveway. Since it's my driveway.
You should hire a bunch of girls to come over and just stand in the driveway and see if you can get into like a Hatfield and McCoy situation.
A friend of mine said, you know, that's the not a very, I don't remember how she phrased it, but she said, it's the worst background I've ever seen for like a porn shoot, like a dumpster and two parking spaces. I was like, yeah, no shit. You're right. There's nothing appealing about the behind my apartment building where my parking spaces are.
Maybe,
you know?
Maybe alley porn's a thing.
You know what? Could be.
Probably is, actually.
Well, there's also a genre of porn, which is girls in public doing things like opening a trench coat and stuff, which
one site called Alley Cats, and it's just all like chicks and alleys.
What?
That's probably what it is.
That's what he was just talking about.
I just made that up, though. So.
Oh, really?
That's really odd.
Okay, some girl today told me that there's...
Plus his reaction to what makes me think that he didn't just bring that up.
One of the girls at the club told me there's a genre of... didn't you just say that? Girls with dumpsters and alleys?
I said maybe it's alley porn or something, if that
oh,
exists.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty close.
So she said there's a genre of porn where the girls are doing things and their hands are gripping onto a dumpster, and that's apparently is some guy's thing. It's a filthy, dirty dumpster.
What? That's like what? One guy's
like
thing.
Like you're
right?
Masturbating, holding onto the dumpster.
What?
Wait, who's masturbating?
The girl is.
How does she do that if she's holding on the dumpster?
One hand.
That's his thing. That's a very specific thing.
I got one hand on a dumpster.
It's gotta be.
Very specific. You know you'd be a little bit excited, though, if you're just, you know, looking for pictures here and there, and all of a sudden you saw, yeah, you'd be like, oh, that's right. That happened right there. I was there.
There's my car. That's my license plate.
Oh, weird thing I stumbled onto recently on Reddit. There's some Russian pop star that, well, I'm sure she's a pop star and famous because of what she does, but she just strips down and gets completely naked, and while she sings, like, lets, like, the people, like, touch her and stuff who are in the front row, and, like, they're, like, 14.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
I don't know what her name is. It's probably like Nadia Nadiansky or something like that.
Stop searching for that. Mike, we're trying. You do that after the show, Mike.
You know that band? You know that band Hawkwind that Lemmy used to be in?
Yeah.
Rock band from the 70s. There was a girl in that band, who technically wasn't even in the band till she just decided she was in the band, and she would just go up on stage and get naked and dance, completely naked, and then she was part of the band after that, and she would tour with them, and they were all in love with her. She didn't age super well, but she was attractive back then, and she would just take off her clothes and stand there and all... It was Lemmy was in love with her.
They were all in love with her. Mike, like, just became like this rock biographer all of a sudden.
No, but it was.
And then launched right into it, but she didn't age well.
Her name was Stacia, but it was just one of these weird things.
Mike, have you ever almost made your brain explode to Stacia?
I know.
Are you sure? Sounds like maybe. Yeah.
You know who I think you guys would have loved? Mm-hmm. There was a guy. He's kind of a legend, but he's not like a household name. And I totally forgot what his name is.
Wait, there's 14-year-old girls on stage naked letting dudes just touch them?
No. The kids are 14.
Okay. And the girls are like of age.
It's one girl.
One girl.
She's
the girl's of age.
Singer, yeah. She's like 20-something.
Okay, good. I don't care about like 14-year-old dudes, like horny teenagers. But if there was like a little 14-year-old girl up there, upset about it. That was terrible.
Somewhat upsetting.
That just shows the power of sex. You know, you know. But you would be okay. You're a 14-year-old dude. You're like, I could look at porn on the internet. I could do this. I could get off by doing this. I could go here and get off. I could find a girlfriend or something. But instead, I'm going to drop however many rubles for a fucking concert ticket to listen to some shit music touch a girl that every other guy's touching.
Every time you hear it, your wiener gets hard.
Yeah.
Every time.
I'm going to find a song by her.
Chucky Weiss and the Goddamn Liars was a classic band from the 80s, and he's friends with Tom Waits, and Tom Waits wrote a song about him. Ricky Lee Jones wrote a song about him called Chucky's in Love, and he's kind of a goofy guy. I see him around every once in a while. It's basically a blues rock band, but they had a guy in the band that sat on the side of the stage in overalls in a rocking chair. And just rocked.
It's a good job.
Yeah, it's a great job.
It's like being the dog of the band. You just sit there.
Yeah. Which, how much does that hurt your ears? You ever seen Tom Petty's house? Like where he does rehearsals and stuff?
Never seen it.
Well, he's got two big dogs, and the dogs sit right in front of amplifiers, which are deafening. And dogs have, like, supersonic hearing, obviously. But these dogs have to be deaf, right? They're in front of friggin' Marshall half stacks that are at concert, at rehearsal level. And the dogs are just laying there in front of them.
Move if it was that bad, right?
No, they were laying right the minute it started. The dogs were laying right in front of the speakers.
A pack of pit bulls murdered a woman this morning.
Yes, $25,000 reward.
Yeah,
Is that so, the topical stuff we're talking about?
No, I already talked about this. I'm just doing more topical stuff, apparently. But so we officially live in the post-apocalyptic future where you jog in your neighborhood and packs of dogs just... You ever seen Suburbia?
I don't think so.
Punk rock movie?
I don't believe so. 80s. Maybe I did, though.
This whole project, this whole suburban neighborhood was like abandoned, so they all like move in. They're living in this abandoned house.
It's a documentary?
No, it's a real movie. It's not good. But I love it. I watched it like 50 times probably. It's good in the wrong. What's her name made it? Spheres. Penelope Spheres? Anyways. There's a pack of, they reference a pack of wild, like all the people that moved, they left their pets there and they've been like feral and like interbreeding ever since. Like as dogs do. And that would happen. Like dogs would, if all their owners just like packed up and bailed.
Yep. Unless they were locked in.
Well, yeah, obviously, if they're locked in,
I have to find
much of a threat.
Unless they're on a raft and it wouldn't leave the middle of the pool.
Suburbia.
It sounds like a great idea.
Oh, speaking of which, new film balled up: top five animals in movies.
Benji.
Of course, Brian had to fuck with me. You know what? I didn't go with a lot of the big ones, but I came up with some interesting factoids and whatnot, with like the Benjis and the Flippers. And
you mean like factoids, like how many animals they used?
Yeah, that kind of.
How much abuse took place?
Oh God! I talked about it on the film vault. Tear. I shed an actual tear, came out of my eye, wasn't brain fluid.
For which animal?
For, what's his name? The orangutan, Clyde from
Every
Which Way
But
Loose.
No, because that Clyde was fucking hilarious.
The most horrific thing that I read about any animal in my research over the last week for movie animals was poor Clyde.
Did it make you dislike Clint Eastwood?
He didn't really get implicated, but you gotta imagine that he had somewhat of an idea.
He killed Natalie Wood and then he killed the monkey, right?
Natalie Wood had nothing to do with...
That was Christopher Walken that killed Natalie Wood.
Oh. Allegedly. There's no... Come on. I like Christopher Walken. I don't want him to sue us.
Even though he's a killer.
Stop it.
I don't have any idea what happened on that boat, but I'm going with it was a gangbang. And Robert Wagner killed.
She wouldn't grab a dumpster and touch herself.
Okay, first of all, they were definitely having multiple sex partners on that boat. Absolutely.
Why? Because it was the 70s.
It was a fucking orgy. Mm-hmm. Big whoop. And Natalie Wood maybe got roughed up a little bit.
Natalie wouldn't.
Yeah, buddy. Woo!
Mm-hmm. No, she would, all right.
Tyler's so happy. Somebody made a pun.
I like it.
She was known for being wild and...
All right. Let's let the poor woman rest.
Everybody.
At the bottom of her watery
grave. She fucks with the fishes.
What?
There's a great song by Ween called She Fucks Me. She Fucks Me. It just says that over and over again. It's a very good song. I miss Ween. God damn it.
I think they're going to reunite.
Aren't you
going to
go fishing
reunite
with Ween?
I could. But
what?
They're making a reality show about that.
What?
Now. Dean Ween, one half of the...
Dean Ween.
One half of the late Ween, the late great Ween. He has a fishing boat that he charters out, and like, you can go on it with him. But it's like back in Jersey, and it costs like $700.
Why
and there's a good chance I would go there.
Do that?
Good chance. For the same reason why I stopped trying to get them booked on Loveline. I got them approved a couple times. They turned us down both times. And then they were coming through again. It's like, you know what? If I meet the guy, there's a good chance that it'll change everything. So
Bobcat always says, "Don't meet your heroes."
But I guess they're making a reality show out of it, and it's going to air on Comedy Central pretty soon, apparently. And it's being produced by Matt Stone and Trey Parker of South Park fame.
They're producing a
show about Mickey from Ween. Yeah.
What if you flew all the way out there, dropped $7 plus the hotel plus the cash for the airline? And he was off that day.
Yeah, that would be pretty upsetting.
You're just out there with like...
Most of his clientele are Ween
fans. Yeah, Steve Ween. I'm taking over the boat today. You're like, there was no Steve Ween.
I already met him once anyways.
What if it was Greg Ween?
How?
He was staying at the same hotel as I was staying at in Denver once when I went there to see him. Total coincidence, yeah.
Really?
And I was downstairs and like it was one of the first places. This was like 8 years ago. One of the first places where I actually had to sign a waiver saying if I smoke in my room, I'd have to pay $250, which is now like commonplace. But it was one of the first times I'd ever
done
that.
It's now more than $250, too.
So I there was like this tiny little smoke. It was a really nice hotel.
Now.
And there was this tiny little smoking area out front, like where the car. Anyways, I'm sitting down there smoking, and I'm talking to the guitar player of the band. And I realize that it's him, but I'm not letting on that I know it's him.
How'd you know it was him?
Because I recognized him. Because, you know, there's two main guys in Ween, and then there's like three other guys that
but
play in the band.
Immediately
on tour.
You recognized him?
No, it took me a minute.
Is he that really short guy with long, dark hair?
He's not really dark, but it's kind of wavy, yeah.
But he's really short.
Pretty short, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Really nice. Super nice guy. And then, so I'm talking to him, but I'm not letting on that I know. And then Mickey shows up. Mickey comes, and he's in a really bad mood, and he's smoking. He's talking about how fucked the hotel is because he can't smoke anywhere. Gonna go get some tacos up on the corner. You want to come? And I talked to him something about the smoking policy, and that was it. And he's like, yeah. And then he walks away, and I turn to the guitarist, and I'm like, dude, I got to let you know why I'm here. And I showed him my tattoo. And he's like, oh, that's fucking really cool, man. You should have told Mickey. I'm like, no, I didn't want to be that guy. That was it. Wait, it's kind of like meeting him.
Wait, you want to let you know why I'm here? So you went there specifically?
Yeah, I was in Denver to see them at Red Rock.
Oh, okay. Got it. Got it. I thought you meant, like, you went to that hotel and stalked them.
No, 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 no. I said, he already knew that I was in L.A. I mean,
which, by
LA.
The way, I've done before, and I would do it again.
The Flaming Lips opened for them, and it was the best show I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it was good. All right.
I have nothing against showing up to a hotel if I'm a fan of somebody, because now at my age, I think it's funny.
Yeah, it is. Especially if they're a young girl. Or young boy.
Like that.
Or young
person. My new Russian.
But are you encouraging people to find you at hotels?
No, what I'm saying is, like when I was a kid, I haven't done it as an adult really, but when I was a kid, I remember I chased Richie Blackmore's limo when Deep Purple played at the Sports Arena, Deep Purple. And I followed them to their hotel. I think I was like maybe 17, 18 years old. I followed them into the bar. I went up to the bar and sat at the bar next to Richie Blackmore. And about 30 seconds in, I went, would you sign my ticket stub? And he went, no problem, mate. And he signed it. Right at the same time as he's signing it, the bartender goes, you out of here.
Really?
I was like 17 or 18. I'm like,
oh,
no
because
problem.
You're a little kid.
Yeah, it was perfect. Oh, okay. Perfect timing.
I thought he was kicking you out for getting an autograph. I'm like,
no,
I like the cut of the chip.
Out
of
here.
That
but
bartender.
He wasn't a dick about it. He was just like, let's go.
Yeah.
And I was like, fucking, this is awesome. I still have that. It's one of the only autographs I have besides.
So I had a story I was going to talk badly about Rune again. I know I'm up and down with the old Runester, but I was going to add a great story to talk about how Rune was just, once again, a failure in my eyes. There is a super fan, a Loveline super fan. His name is Michael. I don't remember his last name, plus I shouldn't be saying it. But Michael
Catherwood.
Has a lot of – I met Michael 8-9 years ago when he first came into Loveline to meet Adam and Drew, and I guess he was like early 20s back then. And I remember Michael because he's in a wheelchair. He's severely disabled, and he has something. I'm not exactly sure what it was, but it's like something that he was born with. It's not like he got hit by a train or anything. But he's in a wheelchair, and he's got like a lot of different issues, but he battles through it all, and he's like a really strong-willed kid. And it's been years since I've heard from him, but he hit me up with an email recently saying he's about to turn 30, and he wanted to come back in. He's going to be – because he lives up north, and he's going to be – down here, and he would love to come back in and see Drew and Mike this time. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? Sure. I totally remember you, and come on down. He comes in with his, what did he call it? Attendant. Because I used to be an attendant, but they weren't called attendants back then. They were called counselors.
Nurses.
No, never a nurse. But they're always updating the names. Like production assistants used to be called gophers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're always changing names of things. But anyway, so he came in with his counselor or attendant.
That's because they had buck teeth.
And he's hanging out, and it's a good time, and you know, he's a funny kid. You can't understand anything he says, but his attendant, I understand about one out of every five words, because he speaks with a huge speech impediment.
You imagine it's hilarious.
He's funny because his attendant will, you know, translate and tell me what he's saying and stuff, and he is funny, and he's bright, and he's got this thing that he does with his eyebrows. It was adorable and hilarious. I shouldn't be saying adorable because he's 30 years old, but he's always putting things together, and it... He may even be listening to this. I doubt it. I know he listens to the Film Vault. But anyways, great guy. Went out drinking with him afterwards. And that was really interesting because he has a G-tube. And I've only worked with a kid with a G-tube one time. And he eats all of his food through his stomach. And he has like a little cap like on his stomach, on his belly. And you lift up his shirt. And there's like a little plug like you'd see in a beach ball. You know those little plugs?
Yeah.
It's like one of those. And his attendant undoes it and takes out this, looks like a mini beer bong, which he brought into the bar with him. And he starts pouring his IPA beer in through the
He doesn't get to taste it.
Goes straight into his belly. Ugh. Doesn't get to taste it. And I'm like, hey, Michael.
Get a cheaper beer, man.
Why'd you ask for an IPA if you drink it that way? And I guess he's like, higher alcohol.
That's true.
Okay.
Well, then why don't you go Jack Daniels?
It was pretty sweet. You don't want to burn his.
Pour the Everclear straight in.
Seriously.
Turbocharge that wheelchair.
But the thing I was going to talk shit about Rune, and actually as it was happening or shortly thereafter, I was thinking, oh, I can't wait to expose Rune to next week on the After Disaster. What a dick. All right, Rune sits in the corner of the room in there, and we have people come in, you know, three, four nights a week for Loveline. A lot of the time their names, or at least other people know their names. I'm not one of them. That's a different story, but we had Hugh Hefner's fucking son on last week. He was on the show for a full hour. I was in a really bad mood because He was one of these guys who came in with like 12 people were in here before he even got here because they were doing like a reality show. So, you know, Cranky Anderson a lot of time. I'm like, ah, fuck. I, you know, my space is being taken over by strangers. Walk in. The two ladies on the couch were immediately.
You know who thinks that?
Horrified by Stanley. Terrified of Stanley.
The planets.
What?
Sorry, that was...
No, because I went on so long that I don't... No, the planets
wasn't
what,
worth it.
Go back to the planets. I want to
he
planets.
Said my space is being taken over by strangers. I said yeah, the I planets. Wish I wish I like when the back. Astronauts went up there.
Yeah, I wish I didn't go back.
So do I. I totally wish you wouldn't you have made me repeat that.
Can't hear sound in space. All right, so their fear of Stanley isn't, and of course Stanley being the idiot dog that he is, he only wants on their laps.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to go to his home, which is on the chair next to me, constantly. And they're like literally legs up on the couch, and they're fearing him. Then Michael, well, that was a whole different
you
story.
You didn't tell me that part. Their legs were up
no,
on the couch.
No, their legs were up
oh
on the couch.
God.
They're cowering, these two women. And then they're oh, like letting God. Each other know that they're both terrified of little dogs. And then the camera guy starts weighing in. And he's like, yeah, you know what? I got a fear of dogs too. And I used to wrestle mountain lions. Nah, and I used to be a sure snake what? Handler. Check sure this out. A snake actually took my thumb. He holds his hand up. He's missing his fucking thumb. He's like, but still, I got a yeah. fear of dogs only. I'm like, thanks for it. All of you making this idiot woman feel better about her ridiculous phobia, which I have no respect for.
You should have pulled your keyboard towards yourself and said, when did the snake take off your thumb? I want to verify this.
Wait, dude, he's missing a thumb. That's verification for me.
What if he got run over by a 10-speed? I would go to the snake card, too.
The point is, they're all like, what's
Gator.
It called?
Gator.
Placating this, they're placating this woman.
We're going to go to snakebites.com and find all the people that have lost a thumb to a snake.
Hey, you guys want
to
hear something about snake bites? I'll finish your story.
So after I meet Cooper... After I meet Hugh Hefner's son, before I meet Hugh Hefner's son, I meet all these people, and the cameraman, fucking producer starts coming in, and then, you know, all those people that come into other people's space, and he starts throwing out all these ideas of things that he wants to do with the show, and I'm like, dude, yeah, I'm here, and I'm trying to work, and you're gonna, like, make my workspace your workspace?
Yep.
No eye contact. The only person that got up and introduced himself, can I get in trouble for all this?
I don't know. Not with us.
The only person that actually got up and was decent and got up and introduced himself to me. I guess I should be introducing myself because it's my workspace, but it didn't feel like it. Not that night. I had to actually move their equipment out of Stanley's spot. The only person that introduced himself to me was Hugh Hefner's son's bodyguard. Got up, and he was very nice. But I, too, was angry with him when he started freaking out, going, he's here, he's here. He runs, jogs out front. And then I catch a glimpse through the window, and I see him and like some other guy he brought with him. They're all jogging across the parking lot, and his bodyguard is like looking. He's scanning as they're running. I'm like, is it a fucking Obama in here? What is happening?
Maybe, you know what? I find that repulsive, but maybe he had a death threat.
You know, it'd be nice for them to let us know because we're in the same space.
Yeah.
You know, so here's her. I'm sorry, this is totally got sidetracked, but and then we'll talk about snakes, and I want to finish with Michael and Rune. Jesus Christ, Anderson's got a lot to talk about. Sorry. Here's the thing. Kids on the show for a full hour, right? Talking about branding of Playboy and this and that and the other thing. And he's leaving.
Was he at least like
him? He was fine. I mean, he had no chance with me because of everything that happened before. Yeah. But yeah, he seemed fine. He was all right. And he seemed like he was a sharp kid and whatnot. And he had some great stories and insight from growing up on the Playboy Mansion. Drew actually remembered being there at a party for Loveline like in the mid-90s and remembered seeing him sitting in the window. He's like, do you remember that? That was kind of cool, actually. He's like, yeah, I remember watching that party. And he's like, you were sitting in the window, and I thought you were a girl because you had long hair. But
so I was jerking off to you in the bushes, and then all of a sudden.
Oh, my God.
So he's leaving, and he's walking out.
You said.
And I said, hey, Connor, I need you to come here and sign this for me. And he ignores me. I'm like, Connor. And it's like the last straw because, you know, now he's ignoring me. Connor! And he stops, and he turns to me, and he says, it's Cooper. And I'm like, holy fuck. He's been on the show for a full hour right in front of me. That's how bad I am with names. Like if the world's economy was based on how well you or how good you are with names, I would,
kind of is.
You and I are in the gutter. I don't know how where Tyler's going
to
be, but
I'd
we
be
are,
in a dumpster hoping for a woman to come grasp it.
Because
the closest I'm getting to a lady.
We are living in the slums of India.
Anyways, Connor.
With a bunch of people's names you can't pronounce or remember.
So Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. Michael comes in, and so Rune that night when Connor, all those people, Rune gets up from his little place in the corner and he goes over and he shakes people's hands every single time, and because like, a lot of time he gets forgotten, and it's kind of hard to see him back there. So everyone like does their pleasantries and they all meet each other. And poor Rune, I see like you know 3 times a week, and every single time he'll stand up, walk over with his hand out, "Hello, I'm Rune," and you know do his and it's always a little bit awkward and off. Is he in here yet?
He is next to me.
No, he's not in here yet. Is he?
No. Okay.
It's about time. So anyways, I couldn't help but notice that the first time I'd ever seen him not do that was the night Michael was in. And I'm like, that's kind of rude. Kind of skittish just because the kid's in a wheelchair.
Do you come up and put your finger in his G-tube?
Didn't get up. Didn't come over. And,
is that how you say hello?
You could still shake his hand. So I was couldn't wait to expose Rune for being a pussy-ass pab.
Yep.
That's a pab maneuver right there.
He's a papab.
After Loveline, Michael's sitting there with his attendant, and Michael wants to go out and get a drink. And I'm like, you know what? Let's go get a drink for sure.
I admit that people in wheelchairs make me kind
of
nervous, too.
I invited Rune, and Rune's like, I still got a lot of work to do. I'm thinking, yeah, right. Of course you do, Rune, because you don't want to go out with Michael because you hate handicapped people.
Yeah, obviously.
You hate the Crips. I get it.
Yep.
So I had them follow me over. I found the scariest bar. Long story. Take them to the scariest bar in Culver City. One of the last bars I'm allowed to. Tattletale. It's scary shit. Christmas lights year-round out front. I have seen many people with zero teeth in there.
Is it the one I went to when you were sitting in the corner?
They have shuffleboard, that one?
No. Had Stanley in there?
No. There's two bars in the same parking lot. It's a small parking lot. They got the Scarlet Lady at one end. And the tattletale at the other. So anyways, go over there, and they follow me over.
Do you pull up your pirate ship directly to it, or do you have to walk a little bit?
Going in, who's sitting at the bar waiting for us? Rune! Rune totally pulled up. He actually showed up, and he was there, and it was a good time. And I apologize for even thinking that about Rune. Rune's a good, solid guy. Don't ever tell him I said that, but...
But how did he sneak up and get there before you did?
Because there was a second attendant who they didn't want to be present. Michael had two attendants with him, and he thought he was only allowed to bring one, so they left some poor bastard at a Denny's with a book.
What? Oh, my God.
So we had to swing by Denny's to pick the guy up.
Oh, that's so
the
shitty.
The poor bastard was sitting. And then he's like, yeah, it's no big deal. I'm like, I apologize as soon as I met him. He's like, no, it's no big deal. It's cool. And then like later after we had a couple beers, he's like, I just want to let you know, I don't listen to the radio at all, but I love Loveline. Listen to my whole. I'm like, Jesus. That was your book, though. All right, you got snake story. And it was a terrible Denny's, too.
I think that's touching. That
and it was probably 3.5 hours.
Showed up.
Yeah, it is touching.
Brutal.
I had Rune all wrong. Maybe he did get up and introduce himself. I just didn't see it.
That's humiliating, by the way, if you're the assistant to a guy in a wheelchair and you're sitting at a Denny's because he's somewhere fun to him.
Yeah, he took a little jab at his attendants, too, because Michael, kid in the wheelchair, used to go to Berkeley, and he dropped out. And I said, why'd you drop out? He's like, I knew some people, and I met some people who had graduated from Berkeley, and they were my attendants. And that's not really what I want to get out of life. So if that's what Berkeley had to offer, I wanted something else.
Did you inquire further and say, how much were you paying them? And he's like, $5,000 an hour.
He was joking. I think he was just taking a little jab.
So I open up the newspaper, I guess probably.
Is this snake talk?
Yeah, 6 to 7 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get it. It hurts me, Mr. Pete.
I'm jerking off to the lead story. Mm-hmm. I open the newspaper.
To the lead.
It's USA Today. It's the article says, how this $10 device saved this man's life while hiking. Guy got bit by the rattler. Had the rattlesnake kit, sucked out the poison, lived. Doctor said you would have been dead in 5 minutes if you wouldn't have sucked it out. I went online, bought 2 rattlesnake kits.
Of course you did. ASAP. Oh, you do hike a lot, though.
But I bought 2 kits. And all it is a plunger with alcohol, basically. And you stick it over and just suck, and it sucks things out.
Uh-huh. Why'd you buy 2? You like to hike with people.
I don't know.
Can you imagine if he had only bought 1 and then got bit by 2 snakes at the same time?
Why'd you buy 2?
I bought 2 to give 1 to someone. I don't know who.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't know.
You're going to be the creepy guy walking in Runyon, and you're just going to hand someone a snake kit? You're like, yeah.
Do they have a deal for 2?
No.
Better shipping than handling?
They're $11.99 each.
But do you pay the same shipping? I mean, is there anything in it for you to buy 2?
Here's the thing. I thought once I bought 1, I should just buy 2 because what if somebody needs another one? Mm-hmm. You know? Like, I give. You know those air canisters that you fill your tires with that have the sealant? Which you're not supposed to use, but in an emergency, they do a great job.
Well, you use them,
and
you're supposed to go straight to the tire man.
I never do, though. But
neither do I.
I buy those, and I buy 2 at a time. Mm. And guess what? There's always 1 in my trunk, because I give them away. Like, maybe once every 6 months, I give 1 to someone. Mm-hmm.
It's never, like your own little publisher's clearinghouse.
No, like if I see a woman, I know this sounds horrible, but
the
last
woman.
You
one, Tyler?
No.
I've never
the last one. Flat I saw was at the Chevron station in Carlsbad driving home from San Diego, and there's a woman with a flat tire, and instead of helping her, I just walked up and go, hey, I got this for you. I got my car pulled.
It's almost
like,
worse.
It's like chivalrous light.
Yeah. It wasn't. She didn't even thank me. It was like, who the fuck, you know, what are you doing? It was super uncomfortable approaching her and doing that.
What's it like?
Oh, my God. I have a new trail near my house that you would enjoy. I don't know why I said that.
Who's you?
It's a new trail.
Who's
called
you?
You guys.
I got a tooth infection or something going on with my tooth so bad that my ear is plugged up and it's awful. Ugh.
Are you going to do something about that?
I should soon, I guess.
Because I had a long talk, a lecture from my sister this morning.
About what?
About I need to take care of my teeth better.
I take care of them. I floss those fuckers. I just had them cleaned like 3 weeks ago. They said I had a clean bill of health.
And now you have an infection?
I don't know what's going on, but
well,
my ears
they put something in there.
It could be a tooth that you could have got some food wedge in there. It might be an infection, you know, like a toothache or something.
It is. It's exactly that.
Yeah. What did you eat? Popcorn or jerky?
Both. Because you brought jerky last week, and then I got some popcorn at a horrible movie.
Yeah.
Funeral talk was bad, but now you're asking what kind of weird little.
I have
that
problems,
stuck in
and
your
here's
teeth.
The best part. My sister used to be a dental tech. So she has all those fucking
oh
weapons.
Oh, my God.
And Andy Anderson likes to drink a little and then go to work on his teeth now.
No!
I didn't want to bring
that up.
I've
done it five times now. Oh, it feels so good.
It's
that good pain, too.
I do that, too.
Oh.
I didn't want to bring it up, but when I was in your bathroom yesterday the day before yesterday.
Did you see it?
Yeah, there's a dental mirror in there. And I was like, who has that?
And then you put it in your mouth, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I long it's usually around 3:30 in the morning, and I'm staring at myself in the mirror, mouth agape. A little tipsy, and that thing just squirrely in my mouth. It's squirrely.
Yep.
It's moving. Because sometimes I can get right in the groove. You know, I can find it. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's the stuff. But a lot of the time I can't.
Oh, God. This
and
is
it's
searching. This is worse than the brain juice conversation.
No, it's not.
What I do when I
wonder if
drunk,
that's how it happened with him. He slipped up his nose.
Could be. When I was drunk, I would cut my own hair and dye my hair.
Yeah, I used to do a lot of that, too. A lot of time I'd have friends to do it. And I'd be like, hey, you guys want to fuck with my hair? Let's do something fun.
Or even worse is I would pick at my face, but pick at it with a hostility that wasn't meant for sensitive skin.
Like, that's
I would
like
just
meth.
Tear into yeah.
That's meth stuff.
I wasn't on meth, but I would just be like, I got to get rid of every zit on my face now. And then the next day I'd have like 10 scabs.
Hey, I'm what?
The grossest conversation.
Brian is actually hitting me right now on instant message, letting me know that I was right, which is a rarity. Very odd. I wanted to do top five douchiest characters next week. Brian said, nope. We have to do kidnappings. Let's do kidnappings.
Oh, because of that. Because
yeah,
of
like
that.
We just said, we just finished recording the show. We were talking about how we're not that show that does things that are timely.
What are you, Law and Order? Film Bolt episodes ripped from the headlines.
Snake bites. Top 10 snake bites.
Oh, we can do that. I can do that. Hey, so I want you to search your brain real quick, even if it might be running, and do a quick think through. You're about to talk about a trail that we would both love very much, and then you didn't get to it because you got cut off. Should we go back to it?
You guys would love it. I don't know if you even like hiking.
Not a fan.
Yeah,
don't like
you
the dust.
Like
don't like the heat.
Yeah.
Because what happens is you sweat, and then there's dust.
Yes.
And then it hits your
You're
leg,
correct.
And then it becomes mud on your
You're
body.
You're correct.
I hate that.
This trail is called Fryman Canyon. It's part of what's called Tree People. And it's very close to where I live.
That's terrible.
I'm totally out. The three people thing.
Okay, Runyon is douche. 100% douche.
Oh, it's awful. Horrible people. Plus, how do you get up on that bench at the top? It's so high.
It's a pain in the ass.
You go up to the very top, and they're like, oh, finally. It's like an actual bus stop, park bench type thing, right?
I got bad news.
But there's so much erosion that it's literally like 8 feet off the ground.
Hey,
literally.
Anderson, that bench is less than halfway to the top. That appears to be the top. But you wrap it when you go the other way down, like you go up the steep hill.
You go all the way up and then
it's
plateaus.
Like another mile.
Yeah,
but
I took Jillian on that once, and she hates exertion. Hates it.
You—that's
like her motto. I hate
wish
exertion.
Everyone could see how much you like.
You just read my mind.
Crumbled up when you said hates it.
You read my mind because I have two friends that are females that are always going, "Let's go hiking. Let's go hiking," and I know they would both never finish
it
and not do it, and they're not in bad shape. And I know they would.
That's
be
where
miserable.
Werner Herzog got shot, Runyon Canyon.
Oh my God, are you serious?
I think so. It looked like
it was
Runyon Canyon.
I think you might be right. Day.
Okay, so Runyon is harder because you have that crazy steep side going up, which is very dangerous. And then it's just a cruise back down.
Yeah.
This trail is smooth all the way up, and it's got beautiful, beautiful views. And it's
smooth trails.
Silent in the mountains of like
Studio
City.
I like the sound of that. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, do you guys know the easiest way to make $25?
No.
No. What is it?
Talk about your friend's app on your podcast.
Oh! What's his app?
No, it's my friend. She works on this app called How Much. It's actually a cool idea. It's
right
you...
now, I'm going to read Michael Carano's mind again, twice on one show. He's wondering how old she is and what she looks like. And he wants to know if he should ask you that.
But I wasn't at all, but what's the app?
Really?
Swear to God.
Because I was.
I wasn't at all.
It's called How Much, and it's like a really good way to dare your friends to do dumb shit. You basically can like crowdsource a bunch of people to give money to like do something dumb. So this one was talk about us on your podcast. And then like four people, the founders of the app, who are trying to get it up off the ground and put in $25. And so once I upload this video, they'll be like, boom, done. $25 in your account.
Who gets the $25?
I'll split it. Uh-huh. I'll pay for our hosting this month.
Uh-huh. Hey,
who's paying for that, by the way? Because I don't think I've contributed for months.
I know. I'm going to take it out of our
Can
Amazon.
We talk about three of the greatest places in Los Angeles that are all shutting down and how sad that is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, this sucks. We have to go to all three of them, whatever they are.
Well, we've been to two of them. We've recorded live shows from two of them.
We missed the closing of the one.
Well, the Gibson Amphitheater. We could still go there and record something.
Forgot about that.
That's the one.
I was thinking about Bahuka and then the other
one. We've done a show. We've done two shows from Bahuka and at least one from Hollywood Park. But Hollywood Park is the most recent one. Three of our favorite places in the world are shutting down.
Your favorite places. Like Bahuka, I loved. Hollywood Park, give or take.
You don't like Hollywood Park that much?
I like it. It was fun with you guys.
And you don't like Gibson Amphitheater?
Yeah, I like it. But I mean, it's not like...
All right. I was going to try and make this like a collective thing.
No, I like it. I'm not happy it's closing, except for I am happy the fact that Harry Potter Land's going in there. I think that's going to be a better use of that space.
Everything you just said makes me want so fucking vomit-ish. Everything he just said makes me want to quit the show. Everything he said just makes me want to have no association with that.
Anderson,
man.
I'm about to do something that you're not going to like.
Oh, no.
I don't like it. I don't think Tyler will like it.
Oh, God.
I decided to drive through some shitty neighborhoods today to experience. I wanted to go to a...
I like it so far.
I drove to Silver Lake, basically, on Sunset.
And fun.
I went to that one point that's really fucking shitty, and I'm at a stoplight, and I look to my right, and there is a hooker, and I haven't seen a hooker in a long time, walking on the sidewalk, very stern look on her face. Like a young hooker, like probably 20.
I'm trying to figure out if it's connected at all to what we were just talking about, how Harry Potter
no,
could
this,
come in.
This, you have to imagine this as if it were a movie, because it was one shot. My head, stoplight, yellow light, it's about to turn green. I look over at the hooker as she's as she's walking behind a bus stop. A fat guy at the bus stop just starts vomiting everywhere, like spraying out of his mouth. And his friend looks at him and then scoots over and then looks back like we're still waiting for the bus, right? And the guy just leans back, vomit, and all over the gutter, all over the street. He just leans forward and throws up, and the hooker just kept walking. It was one smooth camera move, and it repulsed me, and I was like, I could have never repeated this if I were directing this as a movie, and I did it take after take after
Why
take.
Why wouldn't I like that?
Because of the vomit part.
It sounds like an amazing postcard from Los Angeles.
I thought he was going with this. Like he was coming up to a yellow light, so he's about to slow down. And he turned to the right, and he saw some unsavory characters like the hooker. And then he just
gunned it.
Yeah, and ran the red light. That's where I thought you were going. That's why I started laughing.
I haven't seen a hooker in like 10 years. I'm sure I have. But you know, like when
what does she look like? How old she was?
She was probably, I have no idea, probably in her mid-20s. Mm. And I didn't see her face. But...
Was it covered with
runaway? It was covered with long hair, and she looked like a runaway, and she had tattoos, like, gang lettering up her calves.
Oh, that's nice. It's always, you pay extra for that, I think.
But the fat guy didn't, he wasn't, like, wallowing, like, I'm going to throw up. He was just sitting there staring straight ahead and just leaned, like, 6 inches forward, and it just sprayed out of his mouth.
Ugh. Yeah, it's the life of a drinker on the street.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it was... Part
of me kind of... Yeah, it's awful and gross.
The life
but, you know,
of a
he's partying.
On the street sounds like some Hunter S. Thompson.
He's partying, you know, and that's what happens. Sometimes you throw up, but you know it's broad daylight, and you're getting on the bus. You know, he got on the bus with his buddy, and they went and had some more drinks.
Do you know if that snake? Did you know snake bite kits are really only suction cups that suck things out?
That's why they're so goddamn cheap.
I thought they were supposed to be some kind of medical. I thought it was going to be like some sort of apparatus that maybe had battery power or something. I don't know what I thought.
I think we should put this baby to bed.
It's like a spinning razor blade. Just turn it on.
I want to ask Drew if you're going to die on the show.
I have a couple things to ask him, too, and I have a personal story to tell him that's going to be quite revealing if what I think happened.
I'm really worried about your brain and your wiener. Can you not do it for a while? Let's say that Drew says you can't masturbate for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I can. No, it's no problem.
Okay,
but
or have sex.
I am concerned about...
You should be like that. I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I don't want to wrap the show up until Drew gets here because I want to figure out what's going on there.
kind of embarrassed about it, so it's kind of one of those weird things. It's
a weird place to be talking about it because there's a microphone directly in front of your mouth.
It's not even the masturbation part. It's the, I got a feeling it might be something serious, not enough health insurance.
Well, there's, once again, odd place to be talking about it because there's a microphone. You know what's funny? It's like, you
go. You know what? You have a great point you that going, I didn't think of.
You
I'm really embarrassed to talk about this, but let me tell you something. What's going on? Fucking Mike.
I'm the same boat as you are. And I don't know if Tyler could even weigh in because I don't know if he has ever had this problem or even. But I would have so much harder of a time walking into a waiting room and whispering to the girl at the front counter. Yeah, hi. Yeah, I have an appointment. No, I don't have medical insurance. Then I would talk saying that into this microphone.
Me too.
What the fuck is that?
And here, okay, for maybe
how
the
stupid is that?
For maybe the 10th time in the last 6 years,
that's one of the reasons why I don't go see a doctor, because I don't want to have to tell someone,
yeah,
in person that I don't have insurance.
Hey, well, I had a cyst.
I kind of do, actually.
Right on my wrist, and I went to my doctor, and he goes, you need to go to a specialist downstairs at Cedars, and I went down.
Stop
there.
Going there.
Well, the guy goes, it's going to be $5,000, and you're going to be out of work for about a week. He goes, you got to put a cast on, and I went, yeah, I'm not doing that.
You're like, I got the out of work part brought down. Goes, well, I'm fine with that.
What kind of insurance do you have? And I went, I don't have insurance. And he sat me down with the receptionist who gave me a like stern I'm your teacher lecture about how stupid it is that I don't have health insurance.
It is, but at the same time, and that's their world, that's all they think about.
Yes,
all fucking day. So like the idea, like those are the type of people, like if they're for some reason they're going to a new insurance and there's gonna be like an hour period where they didn't have insurance, they would hunker down in their house.
Yeah,
they really would.
Okay, so
be terrified.
When this came up, and another issue that came up, which is I was laying in bed and I had severe sharp.
Should we live in a world where we all
pains?
Have to have insurance? Should no one should all just take care of each other?
We should,
you know,
definitely,
I mean?
All have insurance. But I realized
that's not what I said.
For like the 10th time in the last 5 years, I'm tomorrow morning, and I made notes.
Shouldn't
on my phone.
The insurance be the goodwill of humanity?
Call
shouldn't
Blue
that
Shield,
be insurance enough?
Get health insurance now, regardless of
doctor,
how much it costs.
I'll pay you in goodwill.
But realistically, even if I get health insurance tomorrow, I can't go in on Monday and go, oh, I've had severe chest pains for the last couple of years, and I'm doing this, and look at what's happened to my eye. I have to wait like a year.
Really?
Just say you started having it.
I just started having it the minute I signed my insurance paper.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah. I think they'd be fine with that.
I don't think so.
No, really? there's some laws now. Yeah,
there's a lot of pre-existing
that have changed
shit
about the pre-existing conditions.
There's a lot of stuff about
they can't just deny you anymore like they used to be able to.
I don't know. I'm waiting for apparently there's some kind of this is the worst conversation. First of all, it's boring, it's ignorant, and it makes us look terrible.
And we don't know what we're talking about.
No idea, but
I'm
hoping
we should just lose this show.
Oh, we should definitely stop talking about all of that right now, because here comes
what the fuck?
Dr. Drew, who will give us the exact same look that woman gave you, Mikey.
Marty Pooper.
Would you like to join the program? Come on, Andrew.
Sure, why not?
Sit on down. Mike has something that he needs to talk to you about. So actually, one of the reasons why we haven't wrapped the show up yet is because
I didn't want to talk to you about it because it's embarrassing. We were talking
it's good
about
when I come in and Mike just looks at the ground.
Well, he's nervous. He's worried.
I know.
He has some serious shit going on. I'm nervous because of the health insurance issue, not because of the problem.
I didn't have
but
to bring that up.
What's the problem?
We talked about that issue last week when I have an orgasm. There's a pain that shoots up my body.
Yes.
It's gotten worse.
Did you go to a neurologist?
That's exactly where the health insurance thing comes into it. No, I didn't. But now it feels like somebody's pouring water up the left side of my nose, and it feels that way for like 30 to 40 minutes. And look at my eye. It's like bloodshot. And I don't know if that ties in, but it feels like it because that's exactly where it is right here.
Well, maybe this is like a cluster migraine or something.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Is there headaches in your family?
Migraine.
Yeah.
Migraines?
Big time, yeah.
Okay, so it's sort of a cluster thing. It feels like
it feels like I'm getting water in my nose.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of all goes on the same side and stuff. But it's still something that needs to be fully evaluated.
Could it be his brain is leaking?
No.
Yeah, Drew.
Are you sure about that?
We're
talking
about brain leaks.
There is such a thing. You have to really get hit in the head hard.
We looked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that comes when you have to fracture your ethmoid bone. That just doesn't happen.
I don't believe I've fractured that.
It's like...
So I love to hear Drew be calm and collected like that. So good. Okay, we're good. I was worried that you were going to say you need to get this. I mean, he does need to get it checked out.
Well, what's the health insurance issue? Because he won't unless we solve that problem.
Have it.
You don't have health insurance?
No.
Why not?
Money. Hey, Drew, listen.
The last doctor I went to sat me down and said, you have to get health insurance now, and made me sit there with his receptionist yelling at me.
I'm doing the same thing.
The only time I had health insurance was when my assistant.
You're not getting insurance either?
You need to get health insurance.
No, I've
you're out of your mind.
I know. I'm lazy.
Hey, Drew, let me ask you a question.
Lazy, and I've had so many people go, you have to do it, and I've called people.
Anderson, what kind of friend are you? You got to get this guy health insurance.
Okay, Miranda,
he's not getting me health insurance,
Miranda,
so we're in the same boat. Hey, listen, Drew, let me ask you a question.
Miranda made me call her person, and I called her, and I paid for health insurance for 2 years. I don't even know what was covered and what was not covered.
Doesn't matter.
And I've walked
catastrophe
into
is covered.
Drew
that's
has the face of a racist person, and he just found out that two of his good friends are black.
Catastrophe is covered.
That's what Drew's face looks like.
I went through this mathematical cluster.
What do you mean?
Like 80% is covered up to $30,000.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because if I have to pay $50,000 or $10,000, it's the same. I'd rather pay.
Catastrophic health insurance.
I'd
rather pay $500 a month and not have to pay when my leg gets chopped off or when I have a heart attack.
But you don't. You can pay $60 a month and pay up to $1,500 and then nothing after that. Whatever. It's for a young, healthy guy.
I will do this in a heartbeat. And the only two times I have insurance was when Miranda insisted on it.
Yeah, she's smart.
I paid for 2 years, and I had an assistant.
She's an adult.
I had an assistant.
She's also in the medical community.
Yeah,
so.
My assistant came in one day and said, "You don't have health insurance." I went, "No." She went and got the paperwork, laid it out. She goes, "Sign here, sign here, sign here.
Here's what you're going to do.
Give me a check for $1,500."
Here's what you're going to do. You're going to do a 5-minute with Mike down at L.A. County, USC. You're going to go to the L.A. County Outpatient Clinic, neurology. First, you have to go to the medical one, then go to the neurology one, and you're going to see what that's like to go to a county healthcare facility.
Yeah, see, we go to the county. It's cool. We're good.
That's what you're going to do.
We'll go to the county. We'll come out healed, and we'll come out with good stories.
The doctors are good, but you will not like it. So go do that. And see, and maybe then you'll have a little motivation.
Nah.
Well, when I have a problem, I go to my guy at Caesars.
I trained at...
And that's crazy expensive.
Why are you doing
that? Here's my thing, Drew. If I get insurance, I start rooting for because it's like gambling. I start rooting. I really do. Now, listen, let me ask you a question real quick. If you were like in between insurances, or there's going to be like an hour during your day where you were not insured?
I'd lose my mind.
Do you stay at home during that hour? Do you make sure that you're at home safe in the kitchen?
I wouldn't even know what to do.
Drew would update his will.
For 1 hour. This Saturday, like from 5 to 6 p.m.
You're not going to be insured.
It wouldn't
be that big a deal, but for my family, I'd lose my effort.
It's just you. Do you leave the house? Do you stay inside?
God, I feel reckless now for going at five years.
I'm not even sure I stay home. I have to go like to get a hole or something.
What if it's the golden hour for mountain biking? Like it's the one time of the day he lives for mountain biking and during the sunset.
This is why our healthcare system does not effing work. Because even when we have universal healthcare coverage, Mike and Anderson.
Wait, do we have universal?
And Tyler.
No, Tyler's good.
I have insurance.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's a good Christian.
He has a wife. Well, you have a wife. Why didn't she make you do? Oh, Jesus.
Because she told me it was $600 a month. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, well, that's what
I promise you. I have had this discussion many times over the years, and I go, "Here's what I want. If I get my arm chopped off, when I roll my car, when I have a massive heart attack,
the chopping off.
I don't care what the deductible is. I mean, I care if it's like $50,000, but I will pay the deductible. I don't want to pay things. And it was never
That's how you buy health insurance.
Nobody could find it. Was always like up to $30,000, you pay 10%. Over $30,000, you pay 20%. $100,000 to $150,000, you pay 15% plus a deductible, and there was never I don't pay anything, no matter how much I pay a month. I will pay a month whatever.
Here's what you do
so
when you go to the hospital. You go, "I need to speak payment in full, please. I can't afford anything else, so please make the payment in full." As you go in the door, that's it. It's done.
Or you just be like me and just try and leave without giving them information.
Anderson goes, you make
a deal ahead of time. You can't make it in retrospect, but going in the door of the hospital, you can say, "I need you, please, to take my insurance as payment in full." And most places will do that.
Really? That's a good little tip to know.
Doctors will always do that.
You just tell them you're a cash customer,
I gotta write
right?
You don't see the doctor, though, before you get – first you have to go through the insurance thing.
It's fraud to do it in retrospect, but you can do it prospectively.
Please take insurance
as payment in full. I used to show that you can't afford
it. But in the meantime, we're going to go to USC. We'll be fine. We'll go to USC.
Wait, to be fair, Mike doesn't need insurance. He has 2 snake bite kits.
Yeah, but he has cerebrospinal fluid leaking out his nose.
I thought it wasn't.
I've been to the hospital 3 times with something serious in the past 20 years.
I paid
cash for all that with the exception of one thing.
Oh, no.
Was my one night stay at Cedars Sinai, which was $11,000 in 1995. I paid the surgeon cash. I paid the anesthesiologist cash. And Cedars would not negotiate the $11,000.
Stop going to Cedars.
$1,500 for going in through the emergency room door because I didn't go to the other door. Because I got into my car and vomited on myself and fainted. And here's the point about all this.
Through the entire medical industry just laughing
at Mike. At the time, I was going out with a girl whose dad was a surgeon, and I told her, I was showing her the bill, and she's like, "You're an idiot." She goes, "Why didn't you just walk out? Why didn't you even give me your name?" She goes, "My dad..." Half the people don't give their real name. They go in and have an operation and walk right out the door.
I was rarely getting paid for my services.
That's why he started a
radio show. And then people get angry if I tried to collect. Furious. Who do you think you are? Like,
I didn't get angry. I worked with you for hours and weeks.
Yeah, my dad spent more time in courtrooms trying to collect than he did.
I never did that.
Happened back to me in 1994 and 1995 at Cedars Sinai was $2,700. The room was $11,000. The anesthesiologist was $1,300. Now, how does the room be $11,000? Not $1,100, $11,000. 800 milligram Advils were $50 or $40 or something like that.
Right. That's you're an asshole for paying cash.
Right.
The insurances bundle that all into single.
You know, pay DRGs more if you don't have insurance. Then.
I didn't argue with the knife because that was like $100. You have to pay for the knife.
The scalpel.
Oh, hey, my God.
What?
I've already told the story, but when I went in there for that, here's what happened. I go home. I think I just have gas. I go to bed. I'm in the.
You have an appetite, yeah.
I'm having pain.
Yeah.
I wake up covered in sweat, and I realize I'm going to die.
Yeah, you will.
So I lay my head back down to die. No, I swear to God. Like, I knew I couldn't walk. I knew I couldn't get up. And then a minute later, I'm like, ah! And I lived in West Hollywood time. I went down in my elevator in my underwear, got in my car, drove to Cedars, got out, vomited.
In your underwear?
Fainted. Just my keys.
In your underwear?
Yep. Next thing I know, I'm on.
That would have been a great 3 minutes with Mike.
I'm on a table. And random people are coming in, putting their finger in my butt, and I didn't care because I was in so much pain.
Oh, this is the hot girl?
I was covered in vomit. No.
That's a different one.
There's a gangbanger on one side and a woman screaming at the top of her legs on the other side. The cops are holding this guy. The woman is bellowing over for fucking nothing.
Yeah, but you were worse than both of them.
They finally take me in, and they
people
go, we don't know.
Go, oh, she's in the middle?
Well, they're like, we don't know if it's your appendix or not, but we're going to remove it anyway. They take me in the operating room. It's freezing. I'm at an angle. I think. Mm-hmm. My head is lower than my feet. I'm like a cat. I can't sleep like that. The
what?
They're
where
prepping
are you
the room. The first time I've ever been in surgery, by the way. The surgeon comes in and he goes, "You're not ready yet." And they said, "We'll be ready when you're on time for once." He slams the door. He closes the door.
It's just another
out.
Day at work for him.
The guy
That's
sets
the, guy
the
you
mask
cut you open,
for me,
yeah.
And I voluntarily put it on my face. And the guy yells at me, "You're gonna get out."
What?
What'd he yell at you?
The point is...
What'd he yell? What'd he yell?
You're going to get sleepy. Like,
oh.
And me, I just,
it was that gas. Like the gas mask.
Yeah, but the
Mike
point is the surgeon came
for
in
anything
and there was
it'll
contention and there was hostility between the surgeon and the anesthesia immediately. And I was like, that's the last thing I saw.
How'd it go? Fine.
I guess.
Yes, fine.
Mike's
how long ago was that?
Modeling
like,
career
you were 14?
No, it was like 1995.
20 years ago?
It was 40.
Yeah. I was 55. I don't want to say how old I am because it'll...
Mike, it says that cluster headaches are caused from the brain fluid collecting in your nose.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Does not say that.
It was a guy that had a running nose for 18 months, Drew, and he finally went to get it checked out, and it was his brain
leaking through his
nose.
Yeah, that's a famous case. Yeah.
Well, it just happened.
No,
it's very famous.
It just happened. Arizona. Yeah. And it says that it happens sometimes.
Yes, it does happen sometimes.
Just happened.
Right, yes, that thing does happen.
I have an aneurysm
sometimes.
After screaming that last stupid story. Oh, by the way, I went to another hospital in Las Vegas. I fell off a van and hit my wrist on the edge of this rental van. And I knew what was going to happen when I removed my hand. Blood actually squirts with your heartbeat.
Yeah,
feet.
That's how it works.
Feet.
That's how it works.
And people rushed me to a hospital, Sunrise Hospital in Vegas. And it was the guy said it's going to be about 2 hours. And I went, I got a show to do. Not waiting. And they rushed me in and they wrapped it with like a bunch of shit. And made me come back.
Arterial but bleed, man.
If you tell them you're not going to wait, they will fix you right then. To an extent.
So so what we've learned is go to the hospital, say payment in full, and I'm not going
to
wait.
I got to delve
rate
into that.
And
go
and
to count.
In and out.
Go to count and get a taste of that. Because that's where you're going to end up if you have a big, big problem. They'll send you there.
Just someone needs to just tell me. I don't know if you're the person because I did ask you this like 3 years ago and you kind of went, no, I don't know.
Yeah, what?
It's your fault, Drew.
What do I go? Blue Shield, Blue Cross, where do I go?
Any of those. If you can get
which
a blue.
Which is the best?
They're all good.
I mean, if I get up tomorrow morning and call an insurance company.
Call Aetna.
Really?
And Blue Cross.
Okay.
Is there still Blue Cross?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm doing
I have
it.
Something. Yeah, yeah, Blue Shield yeah. Cross.
The so last time I went to them, I get shit like every week. Like, hey, Blue Cross here again.
You're probably eligible for.
Don't even say
old
that.
Old man insurance.
Don't even say that.
Don't you are. There. You should be. AARP.
You bastard.
You should be.
I quit.
Hey, it's cheaper.
Hey,
I saw Mike was so conflicted. His brain went, oh, maybe a good deal. But he's calling me old. I don't know what to do.
How old do you have to be to be?
I'm not sure.
Just give me a guess.
60.
Yeah. Okay. I'm good.
You're in the money.
I'm good
for
that. Let's go. Cha-ching. I was going to call you. I don't know. When you had Brody Stevens on it.